spoke to Father today. He had a few things he wants to share with us. I give you all my peace. And I wanted to wish everybody a happy Friday the 13th. I did a little research on that because I felt it was needed. The origins of fears surrounding Friday the 13th is unclear. There's no reportedly nor written evidence of Friday the 13th superstition, that's what I'm going to call it, before the 19th century, but superstitions surrounding the number 13 date back to at least the 1700 BC. It's pretty much worthless because we're not superstitious. So, anyway, I spoke with Father, and he said this. Dear Team Triland, I first would like to wish you all a special blessing today. Yes, a blessing to start with. Why do you ask? It is because you all need it and deserve it. Today is known as Friday the 13th. The superstition.
Is hearing his voice like every other word? Sorry.
I can hear him clear.
It must be you. All right, let me start over. I first would like to wish you all a special.
You keep going in and out.
It must be because you guys are connected. Sorry. All right. Here
well,
we go.
There's also music playing in the background.
Not that loud. All right. Can everybody hear me now?
Yeah, you're clear on our end.
This is okay.
Yeah.
This is the part where you all acknowledge that you're alive and listening. Okay. Okay.
Let me try again. Sorry. I'm going to hang us up and try again. We're only hearing every fourth word. I'm sorry.
All right. Okay. Father said, Dear Team Triland, I first would like to wish you all a special blessing today. Yes, a blessing to start with. Why, you may ask? It is because you all need it and deserve it. Today is known as Friday the 13th. This superstitious day carries much negativity and evil with it. For all of you, it is a day of blessing. There are no superstitions because we know that our future, I'm sorry, we are not superstitious because we know what our future has in it. There is no fear, no worry, and there will be very few surprises. I wish to speak to all of you about your family members and their struggles. They will be fine. I have allowed many things to happen within their lives to teach them to come to me and to not lean on you as much. I am trying to build them up for the future as well. They, too, play a part in my plan. They must be strong as well. Please share this with them. I am always here for them, too. But sometimes they come to you so that they may get a quick fix to their problems. Please encourage them in the future to come to me. I now welcome Luminance back to the team. We will shortly in time have 10 active guardians once Aerostar and Luminance are trained. That will leave two more slots open. One will be my son's woman of his dreams, and the other a new teammate. Just as Jesus had 12 to serve with him, so shall Triland. This is not new to you. I share this with you because I keep my word. Many years ago, I told my son that he would have 12 to serve with him, and through these years, many have come and gone. Once the last guardian is in place, I am confident that this team will become a solidified core for my son to work with. You really do not know the heartache my son has suffered under because of the team, but I will say also that you do not know the joys he has experienced because of all of you. He loves all of you very much and tells me often how proud he is of you and how thankful he is that I gave all of you to him to serve together. This is the place where we all virtually hug each other. Big hug now. We are coming up on holidays, the Thanksgiving and Christmas seasons. Usually there is much more joy during these times. Satan steps up his efforts to squelch these seasons. All of you will stand fast and prevent anything that you see and find. My gift to all of you through these seasons is more peace and much more joy. I know all of you are weary. So many things are happening within your own lives and families. Many struggles are occurring within your hearts and souls. I am thankful that all of you will have a few moments to share with your teammates today what is going on with you personally. As my boy said, it is through this sharing that all of you will grow closer together. I know when one of you reaches out and asks the team for help, all of you stand up and support each other in prayer. You all need each other for the future. You all need to lean on each other more. I need all of you to stop judging one another and allowing Satan to break you apart. You are stronger than he is. You are wiser than he is. Stop acting so human and be the guardian. Become the name I have given you. Look at the information my son gave you about your name. Are you that? Can you be all that I know you will be? Will you continue to allow me to shape and mold you to be what I need for the future? Or will you fight me? Maybe my boy never told you this, but I always get my way. I just thought I would interject a little more humor now. It is good to see you smile. I will remind all of you once again that never in any time period before has a group such as you ever been chosen to carry out this highest task. I am not feeding your egos. I am filling your hearts with responsibility. Some of you ask me, why me? How can I do all this for you? I do not want to disappoint you, Father. My beloved guardians, I chose you, as I have said before, because I know you will not fail me nor disappoint me. If you do as I ask of you and you trust me and help my son complete this task, wait, I will say this as well. If you do not leave me and my son, then I will always give you everything you will need to complete this task and come home. Okay? Are we all on board now? We cannot afford to lose one of you. The time is short, and my boy is going to be very busy in the coming months with work, school, and training guardians. Do not tell him I shared this with you. Yes, big smiles for all of you. You are all very special to me, precious, as I have told you. Yes, this meeting was a prep talk. This will be our last meeting for the 2015 year. I want all of you to walk into 2016 with confidence, love for all mankind, and the assurance that we will always walk together and work together until the last soul is found and I send Jesus to claim his bride. I need all of you to help with that. I will start to give you more information about my plan next year. You will know more so that you will be prepared. Now feel the love I have for you. Enjoy these wonderful seasons. I now fill your heart with joy. Does anybody have anything they'd like to add? Any questions? Okay. I sent an email out to all of you telling you that we invited Luminance back to the team. I will tell you that this was not something that happened overnight. Since I changed the age limit to the team and had her step down, it's affected my heart in many ways, because it isn't that she did something wrong or didn't do something. It was simply because of the responsibility that we carry. I didn't think she had the capacity to carry it. After about a month later, I sat down with Father and we chatted about this whole process, and he told me it is my decision, but he did tell me that he would certainly give her what she needed. And because it's an eternal decision, it's my choice whether I'll ever let anybody back on the team that's left before or not. And over the last few months, I've been praying, I've been pondering over this, and I've been writing in my book for the past 3 weeks, and it came to the point where I was supposed to train her, and I didn't. So I actually sat at my desk, two, 3 days ago, and I sat there for a minute, and I drafted up a very long email to her explaining to her what our responsibilities are, that we are now called guardians, I explained to her what our dailies are that we expect everyone to be doing every day. I spelled out everything to her in an email. I carboned the generals on it. And I asked her to take some time to think about this, that I would like to have her back. But I know that she's starting school and she's young, and this would only add to her. And after about 2 days, she responded in a text and said, I would be honored to be back on the team. I do understand the responsibility, and I look forward to working with everybody in the future. So I will tell you that there's a method to my madness as to why I did what I did at that time with the age restriction. It was not just the age restriction that I threw out there as a reason to maybe remove somebody from the team. I'm going to bare my soul to you. I felt in my heart that some of you who are on the team at this point might want to leave because there's been so many people who have left. So I decided I would shake the tree myself. Father had nothing to do with this. And see who actually would stay when that happened. Who would contact me and ask any questions about why we would let someone off the team based on age, and some of you did. And then I waited to see who would stick around and still fight and stand by my side. And I'm happy to say that all of you have. So I want to say thank you. I honestly don't want to lose anybody else. We don't have the time. I'm still supposed to be announced in June of next year. Father hasn't told me anything different. I'm still assuming that's going to happen. A heck of a lot of stuff has to happen prior to that happening. So I am thankful that she's back. I need to find out what her schedule's like. I wanted everybody to share something today, so I'll start and share some personal things that are going on with me. I have, for the past few months, been fighting with Father still and arguing with him about this entire process of unemployment. I am near financial ruin at this point. I have had many creditors contact me. I tell them I have not got a dime to my name. Trisus and I were almost evicted last month because we could only pay half the rent. But by the grace of Father and the help of my two sisters, they have given us the money for last month's rent, and they will continue to pay my portion of the rent for this month and next month so that we can stay put. Our lease is up the end of December, so we are looking to move. The problem is, until I get a job, we don't know where to move to. If Father decides not to give me a job by the middle of next month, then I will be forced to move in with my sister Cindy, and John will have to move in with my mom, and we will put all of our stuff in storage. We will wait and see what happens. 3 weeks ago, I was offered a part-time job as a cashier for Home Depot. I still have had no hours. I contact them every week. They tell me they're waiting on my criminal background check. I said, okay. This past Monday, I had a third interview with the same company. They told me they would like me to meet with the vice president for a fourth interview. I am waiting for that interview to happen, hopefully next week sometime. I decided that I should get a formal education. So starting in January, I'm going to be a college boy, taking online courses, and I'm going to get a Bachelor's of Science degree in business. I'm a little nervous about it because I might be working a full-time job and a part-time job and going to school and trying to find time to train our guardians, but Father has given me the ability to be a master time manager, so I'll be fine if that's what he wants me to do. Today, I said to Father, in the midst of my acceptance of all of this, I believe that you are putting me through all of this to teach me how to handle the most amount of stress any human being can deal with and still maintain their sanity. And as I looked at him, all he did was point to his nose and tap it. Okay, good. I win. I said, can I collect $100 and go past go now? I've about had it. But anyway, I appreciate everybody's prayers and patience. I appreciate that you probably have felt that I am or was not in a good place. Some of you reached out to me. We chatted a little bit. I shared very little with you. But I want you to understand that I do not enjoy burdening anybody with my problems. That is not what today is about. But what today is to show everybody what we're all fighting through on a personal level. On top of our spiritual life, we all have a very physical life with health and finances and family and ourselves and all that. And that's kind of what drove me to change today's format to be where everybody just kind of opens up and says, hey, this is what's going on with me. Could you please just remember me? And by doing this, then we all get to see a side of each other that I personally, I think, am the only person who knows usually what's going on with everybody, because most of you will reach out to me when you're at the end of your rope and you'll tell me and we talk and we pray together and we share. But nobody else on the team really knows unless you personally take the time to contact each other and then share with each other. So that is pretty much what's going on with me. I was going to ask Quasar if you'd be up to right now discussing anything personal you'd like to share. And then I'm going to ask Brilliance to go next.
Absolutely. I'm happy to.
Thank you.
And, you know, I thought about this, and I think this is a great thing because we're going to get to know each other just a little bit better. And I think that is absolutely awesome and beautiful.
Good.
And so what I wanted to share is, in general, I mean, very quickly, how I came to know TriLant. Diane Allen, she's my sister, cousin, it's a long story, has known him for a while and learned how to meditate. And when she goes into her house, she has a library, and she sees so much, and it's really beautiful. And she saw my book there, and so she just pestered me to no end and said, here, read this book. You need to get to know him. You need to read this book. Have you read the book yet? And as a minister who had a full-time job and a family, I don't have time to stop and read a book, and I don't know what this is about. Well, Father intervened by making it a necessity for us to reach out and seek help. Cindy ended up having a tumor in a bone, and things were not going well, and Diane knew about it. She said, call Jim. And we did. We sat on the phone, and he gave us healings over the phone, and it opened our eyes, and it was absolutely beautiful, as you all know. Then our lives started falling apart. I had a great job, and I lost it. And then slowly but surely, things were just taken away, and we were humbled, and it was absolutely the most beautiful time in our life. And I say that with all sincerity. Cindy and I got to know each other's faith greater than we ever did. We would spend every day in the morning sitting down with our coffee and talking about our faith. We have a book that's called God Calling. And I'm not amazed, because I know who Father is. And he's the master engineer, and everything is in his hands, and it's so beautiful always. We would open this book to the day, and it would be exactly what we were dealing with that day. And it has always been that way. Well, we've gotten a little bit busy lately. Life is tougher even still. Our finances are not on solid ground. We're both working. She has a part-time job. I have a more than full-time job as a personal trainer, which I absolutely love doing, but I don't make a lot of money. And I don't really question Father. I just once in a while say, okay, really? Are you sure? Is this where we're supposed to be? And I want to share with you one day when I just needed something. And it was November 11, so it was just recently. And I said, Father, I just need some help, because I know that you have this, but I just need some help. And this is what I read. Heaven's Colors. And this is from Job. But he knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I shall come forth as gold. My foot has held fast to his steps. I have kept his way and not turned aside. And then the text reads, looking back, you will see that every step was planned. Leave all to me. Each stone in the mosaic fits into the perfect pattern designed by the master artist. It is all so wonderful, but the colors are of heaven's hues, so that your eyes could not bear to gaze on the whole until you are beyond the veil. So, stone by stone, you see and trust the pattern to the designer. And I read that and I thought, okay, thanks again. He's there. I know it. I know it's all going to work. I don't know what it's going to look like, but we know that we're going to be together, and it's going to work the way that it needs to because we have work to do. And the thing that I really realized in going through all of this is that we have to be humbled, not necessarily humbled in terms of being put in our place, but we need to have an understanding that it is Father, and he is all in all, and the Lord Jesus, and the Holy Spirit works in and through us to the biggest plan that there is. And we have to give it to him and trust that he has it. And then we also have to have the strength and the empathy for everyone else who has ever lived, not each of us for everyone, but there are going to be those that we're going to be compared to or potentially help who are going through the same things, and they're going to have a hard time getting through it until we help them. And so it's been an awesome ride, bumpy at times, and it will probably be bumpy for a little while longer, but it's all awesome, and thanks for letting me share.
Thank you.
Yeah, I really like that Jesus Calling book as well. That's the one you're talking about, right?
Yeah, Fraser? This one is actually called God Calling, Jesus Calling is very similar, and I heard people say the same things about it.
Yeah, that's a good book. Well, I don't have as much to say. I want to thank everyone for their prayers for the team and for our family members. For me, what's been going on mainly is just transitioning into a new job that requires a lot of travel and a lot of learning, which is fantastic to be in. It's just put me in a place where I'm not as available and I'm still trying to figure out my schedule. The area where I could use probably the most prayers is for the charges that have recently been assigned to me. That could be the most help right now because, again, not being as available with this new job and trying to balance the family and church, and now I'm in charge of the Sunday School Christmas program, 6 weeks out. So prayers for strength and continued joy and for help for my charges would be greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Thank you. Trisus? You can go next after Trisus, Nucleos, and then Lightstar.
Sure. Am I there? I can't tell if I'm being heard.
We can hear you.
All right. Thanks. No real changes to anything. I mean, obviously, living with Tri-Land, he's covered most of our year. Professionally, I have become a great part of the team, on a great team. We've been able to do some things and show our methods work, even unorthodox methods, to where we're becoming one of the more foes to be reckoned with, I guess. I mean, there's not a direct competition, but, everybody likes a little friendly competition through what we're doing, and we're doing things a little different than the rest of the company. And time after time, month after month, we're proving that our methods work. My manager, my team lead, and everybody, I just had a nice meeting with my team lead, and professionally, he's blown away with what we can do. And obviously, I give all credit to Father. I mean, you can't tell that to your bosses and coworkers, but they know I'm religious. Some of them even have indicated that they have a faith. So, you know, as a shining light on my existence, I have become beholden, and as Jesus put it, beloved by you know, some folks that I've never even met their voices to me. I sit in Chicago, one's in Puerto Rico, most of them sit in El Paso, and a couple of them sit in San Dimas. So that is a bright point in my life. The few visits I've had with Jesus recently, I've asked him, you know, like Danny has said, or Quasar, sorry, really, you sit there and you bang your head on the wall. I've pounded my forehead so many times it's flat, and just go, what else? What? You know, and you know, without missing a beat, Jesus has said, we put you through this so that when people are in your presence, they can feel us, and they can know that when you speak, they will feel us. They will see us. And it's interesting because I never thought about that our position on this team is more than just, you know, wordplay or actions. It's a presence. We all know when we walk into a room and someone's important, like a boss or a president, the room changes, right? Because you want to be respectful. Sometimes it changes because, you know, they really don't do anything, but you're just showing how you should be. I truly believe 100% in my heart that the forged in fire theory for all of us is going to be something where our presence in the group of people that we will come across is going to be known, and the words that we're saying will be truth, and the suggestions and the opportunities we give people to learn and grow will be taken to heart without hesitation because of our experiences and how close we are with our big brother Jesus and our Father. And that, honestly, I try to think, what am I going to use next week to get out of bed? And I will use that because physically I'm not getting any stronger. Emotionally, I'm spent. But I will take my faith, and I'll use it as two crutches, and I'll use that every day. So thank you.
Thank you. Nucleos?
Yeah. So a couple months ago, I found myself in a pretty dark place. I'll admit I wasn't keeping up with meditation. I wasn't doing my dailies every single day like I should have been. And Satan got into my head, got into my heart. And I started getting irritable, and I was taking it out on Lauren, which was extremely unfair. We realized, well, I guess she helped me realize what was actually going on. So I reached out to Tryland saying, you know, something doesn't feel right. This is not me. This is not Nucleos. So he helped me set up healing with Blazar, and that was absolutely amazing. And we found all sorts of things that I needed to get rid of. We also found things that were going to make me stronger. One example is a set of books that we found in my sixth chakra. And we didn't discover right away what those were going to be. We realized that was going to be something that I needed to explore on my own in my own meditation. And through the meditation, I realized that these books were sort of instruction manuals on how to become a better version of Nucleos. And I started going through these, and things started to make more sense spiritually. And I started talking with Father more. And sorry, I'm going to backtrack a little bit. I had been having problems with seeing clairvoyantly. And one of these books had to do with seeing. And after speaking with Father, he told me that in time he was going to send Gabriel to help me see more clearly. And it's starting to look like that's going to happen shortly after I actually become sealed within the New Apostolic Church. Lauren and I have been speaking with the ministers down here in Charlotte, and we've got the ball rolling. I'm going to have my baptism adopted. So there will be an adoption ceremony coming up fairly soon, and then the next time the apostle is in town, we're going to go through with the sealing.
Wonderful.
Absolutely.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
You still get paid the same, just so you know.
Darn, I was really hoping for that raise.
I know. Gotta talk to Jesus.
You're officially put in the rotation for buying now, so, you were a guest, so now you'll be expected to, put the bill once in a while.
Is that all you wanted to share?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. We'll have Lightstar go next, and then I'll ask Blazar, Aerostar, and Atmos to go in that order after Lightstar.
Okay. I've had actually quite a bit kind of going on lately, and some of you know I took over a company in June. I will be closing the doors permanently on the 25th of this month.
Oh.
And are in some financial struggles personally at home, which I think is kind of like the common thing through everybody. And I'm also having some physical problems. I had some more blood work done today, and they're running some more tests, and they've referred me to a neurologist. So we're just trying to see what's going to happen. So if everybody could just remember me in those situations.
Sure.
Well, happy.
And that's it.
That's plenty. Blazar?
Just going through some struggles. Some financial problems and just trying to deal with a lot of work. My computer going down. I have a supervisor that doesn't understand how I work 12 hours a day and I can't get this work completed, but I haven't been working on that. I've had issues at church. Haven't been attending church in 6 months. Because of criticism of myself, which really doesn't matter when they criticize me, but they criticize my wife to the point that we've decided to no longer go to the congregation that we've been attending. A good thing is that we've been on the web page or watching services and billings. And Sandy's starting to take Ariana to the congregation on the south side of town because she starts confirmation. And so we need to get her confirmed, so she's decided to take her. I've been attacked personally and by some members. I am a member from church. You know, I don't know how far that goes. Which isn't true at all, but it hurts when someone slanders you. So, but you know, these are the struggles that we go through, and they're not impossible things. You know, when a struggle is before us, we just use them as stepping stones and not let them be stumbling blocks. My team has been pretty much decimated, and I had three new team members put before me. Triland wanted me to meditate, see if I could find some more team members, which I found three. And I don't know if, Triland, if you want me to say what you told me.
Sure.
Okay. So basically, when in my meditation, Triland and I, we were on a battlefield, and it was called the Plain of Sorrow. And the Plain of Sorrow is, looking it up, found out it's the Battle of Armageddon. And there's a lot of times when I meditate, I go into certain portions of the future, and typically it's where we are fighting, and for some reason it's just Triline and I, and I'm not saying everybody else is not there, but typically it's a very violent scene, you know, we're pretty much covered in blood because we're battling, and I didn't tell you this part, Trilin, but we came to this point, and we're both very tired, and Trilin said to me, you know, I can't get into this. I can't fight what's going to happen next. And he said, ask Trofal for your angels to show up. Four angels showed up. One of them was named North. The other one was named South. The other one was named West. The other one was named East. And I looked at Triland, and he told me, this is something that you're going to have to do. And later, having in a conversation, an email with Triland, he mentioned that this is part of the Wrath Brigade. And basically he said, in future, I will be working with Trillian, that him and I will be working together.
He's the commander of the Wrath Brigade, just so everybody knows. Go ahead.
To release the four winds. You know, so That was, I guess, that was a, you know, a very positive thing. But it's a responsibility that I accept. But, you know, we're looking forward to move to Billings, Montana. Sandy, on December 22nd, should be receiving a phone call from the person that will hire her up in Billings. And then I'll move up there to, I'll find a job working at a collision center or insurance or working independent, you know, around the country. So that's pretty much it. Sorry it was long.
No, it's fine.
And I'm sick.
Aerostar?
Okay, so everything that everyone has said pretty much makes all my problems feel so insurmountable, basically.
That was the purpose of this whole test.
But yeah. Going with that, I could say one of the things that comes to mind was before I actually joined the team was when I was actually very far away from God, and I didn't feel a sense of belongingness with him. And I brought this up to my mom, and obviously so they are, my mom is the sister of Tryland. So she brought up the idea of getting a healing, and I was okay with that. I said, yeah, sure, that's fine, but I don't know. I just don't feel, like, every time I go to church, I just don't get anything out of it and all of that. And then let me actually cut there. I actually do get a lot out of service right now. Like, in the past, since I've joined, I've gotten more out of service than I have in my entire life. But before the healing, I was, you know, skeptical to say. I'm pretty sure most people are. But, I mean, I can't really say that the healing and how I am now don't coincide as much, but I would be lying at that point because they truly do. And ever since Tryland did give me my healing, I have changed as a person. I do say for the better. And I've been more aware of my surroundings and actually what my friends say. And, I think most, you know, I'm 20 years old, so my friends are a bunch of, you know, also, like, I grew up with them, so a bunch of teenagers, and they're not very religious as well, which doesn't help at all. And a few of them, I've actually changed one of my friend's perspective, and he's actually just considering himself agnostic instead of an atheist. So, but there's a saying, you know, it's just a lazy atheist.
That's true.
I can't really help them, so to say, but I do want to help my friends eventually. And one of my biggest goals before joining the team was to help people. I was actually throwing the idea back and forth of becoming an EMT because I just want to help people. I told Tryline actually last weekend because I go over there mostly every weekend, there every Sunday after church, and we go over there, we have a nice cigar, and we watch movies, and we just talk. And I brought up, I said, if I'm not on this planet to help people, then I don't know what I'm going to be doing with my life then. And so
Father apparently heard him.
Obviously, this is the task that I've been given. And I don't have the gift of sight. I have been cranking into the abilities, but it's just coming very slowly. And then hearing Nucleos saying that he is having trouble with vision as well kind of puts my mind at ease, so to say. So I just thought I'd share that with everyone.
Thank
I just like to tell you, being separated from God is not a very light thing, you know.
Yeah.
So don't miss, you know. Don't write yourself off, you know. I'd gladly take all the pain and the sorrow and the tribulation that I have, than to have that separation from God. You know, and don't worry, you know, I can't see much, you know. What I do see is crazy things. So Jim calls me the weird one. But,
you're the
special. Weird one of the weird
you're,
ones.
You're the special the one. One.
Thank you.
Atmos?
Did we hear from Tranquility, or is she off the call?
With her permission, I'm going to share some things for her. She's had a migraine the last 3 days and isn't feeling well.
Ah, okay. All right.
So go ahead.
I guess then what I'd like to share is first, Aerostar, I'm with you. It's not easy not being able to see. But then all of a sudden you start describing the things that you saw to Tryline and other team members, and they're like, tell me again you don't see. So I feel your pain, brother.
Everything in time.
Yeah. For everybody, I don't know why this verse just came to mind, and it's a famous one. We all know it. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. But I like it because it continues on. Most people just stop at 11. 12 and 13 are good too. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. So that reading past verse 11 really, you know, kind of brings forth a lot for me, and I think for everybody, it's always something good to fall back on, especially in times of struggle like this. One of the things that I've been struggling with, as some of you may know, we've been transitioning 4 congregations into 1, and we finally made that happen last month. I was part of the transition team, and during being a member of that team and going to all the meetings and everything, you start to realize who people are, and you start to realize the political lines behind the scenes of the church. And I can tell you right now that I don't care what anybody says. I have seen some pretty nasty things that I never thought I would see. And I have lost a lot of respect and trust in our current leadership. And the things that I'm able to see outside of that during service make it that much worse. It's hard to get anything out of services anymore because of that. It's a showmanship thing. There are very few people that get up in front of that altar anymore and make sense. That it sounds like the Holy Spirit is actually working through them. And it's been a rough time, you know. I try to keep my spirits up during the service, but my wife is looking at me all the time and asking me, "What's wrong with you? You know, you can at least act happy." Well, I can't.
Wives just do that. That's okay.
Right.
Wives will always do that, regardless of what you're doing.
Yeah.
That's good.
This Danielle gives me great feedback. She really does, and if she's telling me that it's that I'm off and I don't look happy, no other people are noticing it if she's telling me it. Well, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to hide it. I don't hold back who I am, and I don't hold back my feelings. When I have something to say, I say it. I'm a Midwestern boy, born and raised, and that's just what we do. That's how we're raised. That's how we're taught. So that's what I do. I was, told I was brought into the transition team for part of the biggest reason I was brought in was because of my outside experiences. I was raised Lutheran and switched over to non-denominational. And so I've seen kind of the really, really strict side of things in the Lutheran world and the more laid-back side of things in the non-denominational. So they asked me for my opinion, and when my opinion was given, it was laughed off as nonsense, and that hurts. You're brought in for a specific reason, and they just look at you and laugh at you, and it hurts. Now, it wasn't always like that, but and I feel like I was able to make an impact in that
Father had me there for a reason. And let me tell you, they had wrenched me to my knees a couple times where I was ready to just not come back to that meeting anymore and just be done with that team. But we stuck with it, and I'm glad we did. But I still struggle today with the leadership of men in general. I don't trust them. And it's probably something that stems from, you know, my father and who knows who else down the family lines. But it's just, I question authority, especially the authority of men. Obviously not of God. I'd listen to him and everything he said, but sometimes I'm still like, huh? Really? I can't help that. I'm human. I guess some of the other things that I've been dealing with in the congregation, I don't remember. I don't know if you remember. I think at our last meeting or two meetings ago, I had asked everybody to kind of just keep a little Mia in their thoughts and prayers. She's a four-year-old, a little girl in the congregation who had contracted a brain tumor. Well, she just passed last night. She was behind her parents and a two-year-old little brother who has no recollection of any of them, who will have no recollection of any of this. We've been praying for them, and I can't even imagine. I don't want to imagine what it is they're having to go through. Just don't even want to think about it. The other struggle that I've been having too is that I have an uncle who lives in Indianapolis who is my father's ex-closest sibling. They were really close. He's dying of cancer right now. It's his body's riddled with it, and it's not easy for my dad. He's been struggling with it. And we're not the type of family that kind of talks about our feelings. I probably am more departed from my father in that way because I tend to do that more, having been raised by my mom for the most part and being able to truck driver, so I was around a lot. But Dad's hurting, and I know he is, and I don't know how to help him. And so that sucks because I love him and don't like to see him hurting. But, you know, there's not much you can really do if they don't want the help. So I just kind of continue to pray for him and everything he's going through. And one of the other things that kind of kills me is my other uncle that lives up north, called my Uncle John, the one that's passing. He's the first words out of his mouth to his dying brother are, "Well, John, do you know the Lord?" And you can imagine with the family mindset, well, you self-righteous bastard. You know I grew up Lutheran. You know I was confirmed. You know I do. And that's the first words out of your mouth. You know, and he hasn't seen him in 3 or 4 years. So there's just so much that my family has been having to deal with that we've never had to deal with before, especially my dad's side of the family. They haven't had to deal with anything like this in their lifetimes. And so seeing them struggle with this, this is the first person this close to any of us that's passing away, and it's difficult for everybody, and nobody wants to express how they're feeling, so it makes it even harder. So that's just kind of the stuff that I'm dealing with right now, and we're kind of hoping to get through it all before the holidays so that we can kind of enjoy them maybe. So I guess that's about it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tranquility, are you still on the call?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Is it okay if I share with them a little of the stuff that's going on with you?
Oh, sure. Thank you.
Okay. Like I said, Tranquility has been suffering with a migraine for the past 3 days. So if everybody would remember her. And then she's having issues with her work. The government is trying to take money away from them and cut their budget. And so she's struggling with a lot of things on a professional level. And then for Tom, I received a couple emails from him over the past few months. There are times where evil still now is sticking its fingers in him and kind of twisting him to the point where he still feels that the church at times is against him and they really just don't listen to him. And he feels most of the time that there's nothing he can do to help anybody, even though he still takes care of the yard work and he does cleaning for the church. And he also picks the songs for every service, and he helps Tranquility with a lot of the things that she's responsible for with the Sunday school. I sent him an email back, and I said that maybe perhaps you don't realize how many people you help that are not in flesh. Because I know that Father and Jesus have told him on many occasions that millions of souls have watched the struggle that he's gone through, and that in spite of everything that he has been put through, he still is faithful, and he still remains by Father's side. He still seems to think that Satan's got it out for him and he's going to end up getting them in the end, and I keep trying to reassure him that that's just not going to happen. But as we've all heard today, all the struggles that everybody is going through, that unless you're actually in that struggle, you really can't have a complete understanding of what that person is fighting through. So for Tranquility and her family, I would ask on her behalf that you would just remember her and Tom and the boys. I know that Andrew's still trying to find a better job. He works for a company that works him like a dog and pays him nothing and expects everything from him. Please pray for them. I don't want to go into any more detail. Some of the stuff that Tranquility shared with me is between her and I. But I would like to sum everything up as everyone has shared. Thank you for feeling that you can trust all of us, that you know that none of us is judging each other with what we've said, that nothing is perfect in anybody's life. And I think after listening to everything that everyone's going through, we all have a better appreciation how we seem to kind of put ourselves in maybe a little box and think that we're the only ones that are struggling and everyone around us has got this lollipop sunshine life going and everything's great. I know for my team that that's never going to happen, because Father likes to keep us on the edge, testing us, making sure that we know who he is and that everything we get is from him. And it's never a punishment with what he puts us through. For those of you who are struggling with your congregations and you're feeling that you've seen the underside or the seedy belly side of evil kind of getting its fingers inside of our church and in the hearts of the men that serve there, that's a given. That happened in Jesus' time too. It's no different in our time. I will always say this. If we come to Father in a service and our heart is right and we sit there and feel that we're not getting anything, if we've prepared, then we know that we will have our sins forgiven. We will receive the body and blood of our big brother, and we will get strength that way. And for the time being, this is all we can do. We have moments in Schaumburg too, I can tell you, where the brother's serving and Trisus and I kind of look at each other and roll our eyes, and I look at HS sometimes and he just kind of shrugs his shoulders, and there's only so much that he can work with. But you also have to understand this. Father knows all of this as well. You're not alone in the situation that you're in. He knows all of our personal struggles. He knows all of our financial issues, our health issues. He knows all our fears, and Satan knows them too. And the reason why I wanted us to share all this with each other is now we can be a little more specific when we come to Father and we pray for one another. Our hearts are now bound together. Not one person, how should I say it? Everybody shared some of the horrible things that are going on with them, and I appreciate that. Because sometimes it's difficult for us to want to share on this kind of a setting because it's not a usual thing for us. But again, I want to say thank you to the entire team. Brilliance had to jump off. Her son's practice ended, so she's the only one that's not on the call. I did invite Luminance to join us tonight for the call, but she already had some existing meeting that she had to be with for the young people. So does anybody have anything else? If not, then we can pray together.
I'd just like to say thanks for opening it up like this. I think that was a great way to end our year's worth of meetings. So just thank
you're welcome. Okay. I appreciate that everybody shared.
Yeah, I just wish that I could like put a face to everyone is what I want to do. Because I only know Jeremy. I know obviously you and and Trisis, and then Madeline, but everyone else I don't know.
Well, you're going to get to meet Atmos next weekend, because we'll be in Kalamazoo.
Yeah,
that's right. You know him. Okay. What about Q? Are you guys going to be around?
Yes, we will be there.
In Kalamazoo? Awesome. Okay, yes. So you get to meet Q then.
That's two down.
There you go.
Sarah, can I have Facebook?
There you go.
You could Facebook stalk us.
Oh, but I actually deleted my Facebook.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Good call, you're not the only one.
Yeah, you don't have people seeing those pictures of him.
Tryland, when will you guys be in Kalamazoo?
This coming, next weekend.
Oh, okay.
A week from Saturday. I'm holding a class. We're going to do a beginner's class for a couple people out there.
Okay.
And I'm bringing Aerostar with me.
Cool.
Yeah.
Just in case Diane decides to go paleo again, then I got someone else that can eat that. So I'll be safe.
But I'm going to bring Aerostar with me. It sounds like a cool, like, I don't know, like a cool sidearm or something you carry in.
Exactly. See?
Oh, awesome.
When demons show up, I'm going to throw him at them and run.
Yeah.
Scapegoat.
Yeah, that'll be the day.
Oh, isn't that one of the tests?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oops. And one of the hazings.
Is this right?
Oh, no.
You're yourself.
Where are we going? Where are we going? It's very cold. It's dark. Oh, we're in hell. Get your way back.
I've been poking Satan in the eye all day long, and I said, hang on, I'll be right back.
Oh, man.
And then I'll throw you at him. How about that?
No,
I would never leave anybody out there hanging like that. No way. All right, so this is our last meeting for the year. Because of the holidays, we don't normally have any any meetings in December. So our next meeting is going to be January 8th at 6 p.m. on Friday. I would like to pray with all of you. So here we go. Gracious Father, we come before you and we say thank you that you have provided for us this time to talk with one another, to hear what you had to say to us, to reassure us, to give us strength, to give us more joy, to remind us, Father, the responsibility that we have. None of us takes that lightly. And then, Father, to hear all that is going on inside of each one of our lives. For me, Father, we know that our teammates are struggling. It's nice now that all the other teammates know what's going on with their fellow teammates. And now, Father, with all the cares that were expressed, all the concerns, all the heartache, all the pain, all the suffering that all of us has kind of shared with one another, I now gather it all up and I now lay it at your feet. Because you are the only one who can change these circumstances in our lives. You're the only one who can give us the strength to bear all of this. And when we're down, you can send an angel to cheer us up. And when we feel that we're alone, you will give us a moment of reassurance that you have us in your hand and we are never alone. We pray, Father, for the specific situations that were all shared tonight, the concerns we have for our church and its leadership. We pray for them often, that you will open their minds, that you will remove their egos from them, and you will remind them that the higher the office, the greater the servant. We want to be just like our big brother, not judging anybody, not ridiculing or persecuting anybody, accepting everybody for who they are in spite of the stupid things they may do, because, Father, personally, we do stupid things too. And in spite of all of that, every Sunday you still forgive us. You still grant us grace, and we are no greater than anybody else. We pray, Father, for those that were not able to make the call tonight. We are thankful that Luminance is going to be back on our team. We pray, Father, for cares and concerns. Maybe there's a little fear for the future too, and you will provide for her what she needs. We pray also, Father, for little Nia who passed away and her family. They were just recently, I believe, adopted into the church. How difficult is it, Father, for someone to lose a child? We don't know what that's like, but we don't have to, because we have friends around us who have. We have all lost somebody we love. but at such a young age, you have your reasons. It's not our place to question you. But I knock on your heart's door and ask for a little extra strength for the family to help them bear through this time of loss. And for the little one, as she enters in, that she can find her niche and help out in the work, because the work continues to grow and grow more and more. We appreciate everything that you provide for us, Father. If there's something we've forgotten, I know you'll step in now. Bind the hearts of our teammates together. We love you very much. We pray even now for a special word on Sunday, that you will open our hearts, that you will provide for us something that we need, and that you will show us, Father, how much you love us through the word. We appreciate everything you give us. We pray that we can be effective guardians. We will mind our responsibilities. We look forward to the future when your son comes. We wait for our big brother. And according to your will, Father, we ask all things and know how much we love you. Please hear us. Amen.
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 Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.